soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Blessings. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light, and thy whole body means thy whole consciousness. If your vision is focused on one, your consciousness shall be full of light. Now, we all have problems from time to time, and they are problems in and of this world. But my kingdom, that place where Christ is not of this world. And so we look with our eyes, we feel with our sense of touch, we hear with our ears, and all of those senses translate what they sense into mental images called this world. And if we live amongst these mental images, which are legion in number, then we are living in this world. We look out and we see people, some young, some old, some sick, some well, some rich, some poor, some black, some white, some male, some female, some good, some bad, some loving people, some evil people. There is so many different varieties of people. You only have to turn on the news or read a newspaper to see the evidence, clear evidence, of people that have made mistakes or deliberately swindled others, or people that have become little dictators, perhaps quite cruel, quite abusive. Maybe we even see serial killers that have killed 232 victims and buried them in the desert and the mountains. And then, on the other hand, we see great philanthropists that have shared their wealth, helping build this institution or that institution, or help this charity and that charity. Very good human beings. There really is thousands, millions of varieties of people. And then there's varieties of animals. Some are very ferocious, need to be avoided at all costs. Some are very docile, gentle, friends of humanity. It's the same with plants. Some plants, if you touch them, you start itching and break out. Some, if you eat them, will poison you. Others bring a lovely fragrance. They're delicious to eat. They add nutrition. What's the latest thing? Is lycopene or something that is an antioxidant? It is the same with minerals. Gold is very precious, very wonderful, very beautiful to look at. And the value is high. But uranium, if it's sitting under your house, will kill you. And so we see, very clearly, this world, which is made up of what the senses report and turn into images in the mind, is made up entirely of the opposites, good and evil. And for the most part, we accept it. We are trained very early. Why, I can remember 4 or 5 years old, my mother saying, "Don't go off with any stranger or get in the car with any stranger. They may be a kidnapper. They may hurt you, take you away." And so she, which was her duty, had me fearing strangers. I remember having the television on at 8 or 9 years old and watching the president be shot. And then the man that supposedly shot him on his way to or from the courthouse was himself shot in the stomach. I watched it, live television. Yes, there was very evil people afoot, as Sherlock Holmes would say. Evil was afoot. And I saw it. My own eyes and ears reported it. My kingdom is not of this world. So we turn to God for answers. We want to pull the presence of God into this world to fix it. We pray to God, "Please, God, my spouse, my parent, my son, my daughter, my grandparents, my neighbors, they're sick, they need your help. Please help them." And we mean it with all our heart. Maybe as a child we're praying for our favorite cat, our favorite dog, "Please, God." And the dog dies. And somewhere inside of ourselves we say, "Well, that didn't work. God doesn't work." And perhaps we turn our backs on religion when our favorite grandmother passes away. It's very common. Happens all the time. "God doesn't work. I don't believe in God." That's a half-truth, really. God doesn't work in this world. That was the impetus for Joel's search, Joel's journey. In the infinite way, when he looked around and saw that the World War I was about to start, and yet there was a church on every corner almost in Europe, where was God in all this? And he realized God is not in this human scene. God is not in this world. And so he says what came to him was, "My kingdom is not of this world." And he says it clung to him. He didn't choose it. It clung to him for many, many months. And in his meditation, he couldn't get away from it. What does that mean? "My kingdom is not of this world." So we have a world of this world with good and evil people, good and evil animals, good and evil plants, good and evil minerals. And don't tell me they're not there. Because if you walk into a forest and you hear that rattle on the snake and you go up to pet that snake, I guarantee you, you're going to find an evil, poisonous snake. This world is made up of good and evil. And in this world, that evil has power. It can kill you. That is, if you are looking with the eyes and hearing with the ears that belong to and make up the sense mind. But here comes one who says, I have overcome that world. I have overcome the sense mind. I have overcome the second chapter of Genesis, the creation where all of this good and evil exists. I have overcome those senses which make up the sense mind, which report to you this world in all of its millions of pictures of duality. Well, sir, how did you do it? Tell me. I would be free. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. In other words, we are going to have to stop seeing with these eyes, these ears, these five senses that report to us this world. Because the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them. They are spiritually discerned with the single eye. How do we do that? We start in our meditations. This is the place where we learn how to disengage from the sense mind, how to see with the single eye, with the spiritual eye. For the spiritual eye can see reality. But the spiritual eye is not something that you can get a hold of and use. The spiritual eye is something that uses you. So we learn in our meditation that if we are seeing these many people, some that need healing, some that are okay, some that are evil or sick or poor, some that are well or wealthy or good. We learn in our meditation to recognize this that I am seeing is not out there. These are mental images in this thing called a human mind, or a sense mind, or a world mind, a mind with pictures about this world, a world mind. So here I sit in my meditation, fully aware of all these mental images in this mind. How am I going to get free? If I battle it, I lose. Well, what are the directions? Here are these many pictures. I feel them, I see them. They're depressing or they're frightening. Let's look at the directions. When all else fails, let's try following the directions. Yes, I see this person that's been frightening, or this person that's been sick. But for right now, I'm leaving them outside my temple. For the instruction says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Not by anything I can do physically will these mental images dissolve. Not by anything I can do mentally. I can't push them out. I can't say go away. I can't throw affirmations at them. They will overtake me. So not by physical might nor by mental power of any kind. Only by something called my spirit. There is a spirit. There is a presence. I know this because I have felt it. I have felt it in my midst. And so this presence must be contacted, must be felt, because it's by my presence. This presence is the only thing that can reveal my kingdom, which is not of these mental images. There is a my kingdom, a hidden kingdom, an invisible kingdom. But I can't see it because it's covered up with all these mental images. It's behind, it's hidden, behind these mental images, behind this glass darkly. Why, this is just like a Van Gogh painting that was painted over. And I'm seeing the surface paint. It's a different picture entirely of the original rare painting underneath. But how am I going to see it? If I try to scrub off that top painting, I'll ruin both of them. Yet I know there's a painting underneath. There's an original creation underneath, behind this one. The museums have discovered that if they take an X-ray, it will reveal the hidden painting. And I am discovering that this spirit, this my spirit, this presence, has a single eye. Like an X-ray, it looks behind these mental images and reveals to me the hidden picture, the hidden painting, the very hidden creation. So let me be still. Let me exercise no power at all. Father, Presence, Spirit, reveal the hidden kingdom. I am listening. I am still. Let that single eye come into expression. Let the single eye use me. You reveal your hidden kingdom, not of this world, yet in our midst. Without lifting a finger, here in the silence, there is a quickening, a presence, a kingdom, a light. I feel it. Very much a presence, a reality. Just behind this image, I can feel it. My kingdom is eternal. No beginning, no ending. Always in your midst. Rest in my kingdom. Let the mental images rage on. It is not the concern of you. I am not trying anymore to pull that presence into these mental images. I am dropping the mental images and rising above the sense mind into this quiet, sacred, silent domain. And the single eye reveals the one presence hiding behind these many mental images. One presence, one life, one being, one single mind, one single life, one single eternal life. That is what I am. That is what is here, always here, just in the background, and I rest in it. And now with the single eye, consciousness is filled with the one light. The one life, the one presence. Presence, flow. Just flow. Now I feel that presence. I actually feel it. And in this meditation, I have not tried to do anything with this world, with the sense pictures. I have rather died to all that momentarily, and I have rested in the awareness of the invisible presence, the invisible kingdom, the invisible consciousness filled with light. And in the resting, in the stillness, that presence flows forth and reveals itself, ever all itself. And so in this meditation, I have risen above the sense testimony into the consciousness of light. I have ceased from man whose breath is in his nostrils. I have ceased from the eyes and the ears. I have been lifted into the single eye, the single presence, the single light, the single consciousness, the one in the many. And now when I open my eyes, the sense pictures are still there, but they don't have power. Because for a while, for a little while, even as I look at them, I look through them, I continue to feel this one presence behind all that is. My eye is single. I see the one. And now someone appears that looks evil or looks good, and I'm not fooled. I'm still feeling the one presence. There are not 4 billion entities. There's one eternal life, and I know it, because I see it with the single eye. And as I see it and I rest in it, these images melt. They change before my eyes. Some of them disappear completely. Some of them are transformed. They're not quite as evil-looking. Why, this one even showed a little compassion. How amazing. Yet I am not fooled. I am not believing that now God is changing this world. I am still seeing with the single eye, and I realize more of God is showing through the glass darkly. And now, a few hours have passed. I've been hard at work. And my supervisor comes and says they're going to be cutting back. And he tells me this just before it's time to clock out and go home. They're going to be cutting back. We're not going to have those extra hours we thought we were going to have. There's a little bit of a downturn. But don't worry, your job is pretty secure. It's just going to have less hours. But it'll pick up again. And I punch out and I drive home, and now I'm seeing again with the eyes and hearing with the ears, and I'm worried. I was counting on those hours. I even told the kids we would take a ride and go to this amusement park, and now I'm going to have to tell them I can't afford it. And maybe I should think about getting a little part-time second job. And I was really thinking about getting this transmission fixed because it's starting to slip. How am I going to do that? And my wife has that little physical problem. I don't know if I should send her to the doctor or not. I don't know what that's going to involve. And now I've walked in the front door and I'm completely hypnotized by the images swirling in the mind. Oh, so many images, backwards and forwards. I should have done this, I could have done that. I should be a better provider. What's the matter with the economy? Will the election change things? And here's today's bills, and oh, my goodness. And I'm doing the best I can. And why won't God help me? Where is God in this picture? This swirling picture in the mind, round and around, looking for an answer. I'd better retire to my study or the den and have a quiet time before dinner, because I'm a mess. I am hypnotized by these pictures in the mind, by things that haven't even happened yet, but they could, or they're on the way. The mind is convinced of it. I am looking through the eyes and the ears again. I am hypnotized by what the senses are reporting, forming these pictures in the mind, these pictures that add up to something called this world. I don't know how to get free, but this man said, I have overcome this world, these pictures. So let me sit down and see if I can remember the instructions. I know somehow I have to disengage from these sense pictures, from these senses. And so let me sit down now and close my eyes. God is not in this whirlwind. And now that's true. God's not in these many mental images that are swirling in this mind. God's not in that whirlwind. Of that I'm sure. But where is God, and how do I reach Him? What am I supposed to do? God is in the still, small voice. God is known only when this swirling mind is at rest. With this human mind, I cannot know God. God is not known with the mind. All right, then. Let me just take a little break from this sense mind, for it is showing me a this world. And this morning I knew that there was a kingdom hidden just behind it, but I can no longer feel it, and I'm really worried. Be still. Disengage from that mind for a moment, and in the silence know that there is an I that is God in your midst. Stand ye still. Yes, there's something called hidden manna. And there's that word again, hidden. There's a hidden manna behind all this ruckus, all this noise, all these swirling, whirling thoughts. There's a hidden manna. Let me be still then, and cease from that thought taking for a moment. I in the midst of me, am ever present. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, and I am that hidden manna. I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. I have a hidden life to give you. How do I receive this hidden life? Receive the gift of God without struggle, without labor. You do not have to work that hard. I will give you the kingdom. I will give you the hidden manna by grace. Take no thought for your life. Right now, take no thought. Take a breath. Just rest. That's right, there remaineth a rest to the people of God. Am I a people of God? Yes, I am, if I am not looking with the senses, but with the single eye. That's right, the single eye reveals the hidden kingdom, the hidden presence, the hidden manna. Father, thy grace, thy single eye is my sufficiency. I rest. I rest. It is the Father's good pleasure to give me the single eye which reveals the kingdom in our midst. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known that I have hidden manna for you? Rest here and receive the Spirit of the living God. Gold and silver have I none, but I will give you that Spirit that springs up into every need fulfilled in a way ye know not of. By my Spirit are you saved. By my Spirit are you lifted above these sense pictures into that single eye, that awareness of the hidden manna in your midst. I am the way. Rest in me. Yes, here is a feeling, the feeling of that presence, the one infinite I, the one hidden manna, the one that knoweth my need before I do, the one invisible life that appears as my need fulfilled. Oh, let me not look to this world. Let me look behind to the invisible kingdom where every need is fulfilled out of the invisible. This invisible presence is the substance of all form. Not the form that my eyes have been showing me, this invisible form that the single eye shows me. Infinite form, infinite blessings, infinite life, infinite grace. Father, form yourself. Just flow. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy substance appearing on earth as in heaven. Thy grace. And there is an answering response within. And the one presence, the one life, the one hidden manna flows into my consciousness. And the single eye that I am resting in reveals that one presence, that one substance, that one source of all supply. And I rest in it, for in the stillness does it flow. And now I see there's flowing that's going on behind this world, behind these sense pictures. There's a flowing that's going on. An invisible spiritual substance is flowing because I feel it. The single eye is revealing the light that fills my consciousness. And now I open my eyes, and for a while I still see that single presence flowing. I feel that invisible spiritual substance. How silly that I was caught up in the whirlwind of mental images again. Thank you, Father. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to struggle. This invisible presence is the substance of all form that should be and is my experience. And thank you. And now for a while, I walk around seeing behind this world of the senses. I'm looking into the invisible. Yes, I'm walking around on this planet, but I am seeing with the single eye, and my whole body, my whole consciousness, my whole experience is filled with the light of God. I see through the glass darkly, right into the invisible. And how sweet it is. And how peaceful. And how abundant. As I continue to practice in my meditation, dropping the eyes and ears of the sense mind, coming up over this world, which is what the sense mind is, and resting back in the single eye, where spiritual discernment, Christ, reveals itself, I am overcoming the world. Master, how did you overcome the world? If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light, thy whole consciousness, thy whole experience. This is how I overcame the world. And I learned that there's a kingdom that is not of this world. And I learned there is a presence that will never leave you nor forsake you. And I learned in a moment that you think not, this presence comes. And I learned that this presence is there for one purpose, to give you the kingdom. that is how I overcame the world. And if you would follow me, go and do likewise. Yes, Master, I will do likewise. And I practice, and I practice. And every time in my meditation that I rise above into the single eye, it lasts a little longer between the meditations. And each time it deepens and expands. And sometimes I so forget the whirlwind of the sense mind that for a moment only that presence is right here. And more the single eye is upon me, even in the middle of my day, in the middle of my afternoon, and I wasn't even meditating. I simply reached a state of stillness in the midst of my day, because as I meditate and practice this, it begins to overtake my day. And sometimes while I'm working on a project at work, for a moment my mind is still, and this presence is upon me, and the single eye is there, and I see into the invisible. My Father's kingdom is come. And now I'm living sort of between these two worlds, this world of the whirling, twirling sense mind, and this silent secret place hidden just behind it. I seem to have one foot in one world and one in the other. And as I go on, this world of the sense mind is less and less important. Many of the attachments are falling away, all of themselves. I'm not trying to make them. Now I am locked in. I am homing in on that light. I am seeing more and more this invisible kingdom, and it's drawing me, and I cannot let it go, and it cannot let me go. I have been called home. I am following my Master. Yes, Master, I will follow. I'm coming. And now I know what my Master meant when he said, "The wind blows, and you hear the sound, but you can't tell where it came from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit, and ye must be born of the Spirit to enter the kingdom." Because I feel this invisible presence. In the middle of my day, in the middle of my night, I get up to use the restroom, and on the way back to bed, there it is. It's upon me. And I have to sit in my chair. Where did it come from? Where does it go? I don't know. I know when it is upon me, and I know that it is the door to the kingdom. And I know that it is the pearl of great price that I can't tell anyone about. So precious is it. And now I know the door is open, never to be closed again. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And I know that in the valley of the shadow of death, after I have left this dimension, that presence will be right there. And I know that as I dwell in this invisible kingdom, it doesn't matter whether I'm here or there, because the door is in my consciousness. It's not out there, nor out here. The single eye is in my very own consciousness, placed there by my Father. it really is his pleasure to give me the kingdom. And the door has been opened for eternity. The door will never go. I am the door, and I am eternal. Yes, I will follow you, Master, through the door. For I recognize now you are my brother. You are the firstborn. You have showed the way. And now I am walking in that infinite way. And now it comes, I go to prepare a place for you. And how delighted my soul feels, knowing that I am on my way to that place prepared for me. And how loving my brother and my father are that have prepared this place. I have discovered how to overcome this world. I have discovered how to enter the invisible kingdom. I have discovered that the Father waits for me there. And as I enter it in my meditation, I feel the Father. And sometimes while I walk around, I feel the Father. And now I know that this will be my permanent dwelling place, to rest in the Father, and the Father in me, and like my brother, declare the truth, I and my Father are one. With the single eye, I now know it. This is my inheritance, joint heir with Christ to the entire infinite kingdom. Blessings, grace, and love of the Father be upon you. Amen.